Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Still got some Chicago bringing us back. I like that band. That's a good band from not too far. That's kind of the Wayback Machine, I guess. It's pretty far back there, but it's still good stuff. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Rick Maurer is with us. Rick, give us your website again, please.
Sure thing. It's www.rickmaurer.com, and Maurer is M-A-U-R-E-R.
Yeah, so check that out, folks. His new book, his revised edition, updated book of Beyond a Wall of Resistance is out now. That's available wherever books are sold, right, Rick?
I hope so.
Yeah, me too. Check it out,
sure,
folks. It's good stuff, and the new version is an updated version from the classic that he wrote a while back. Rick, we're talking about doing a better job of meetings, making sure you don't complicate the uncomplicated. Don't get don't major in the minors. keep the main thing the main thing. I've run out, folks, so you'll be glad to know. I'm out of all those, but
boy,
still,
if folks, you were here to hear it.
Exactly.
You ran out of things.
This
say,
is the
I
kind
mean.
Of thing that you'll tell your grandchildren about. But
yeah.
you know, Rick, the thing is, though, we're talking this, we went to the break about if you look around a meeting of, let's say, 6 to 8 or 10 people, or even four, there's always one loudmouth. There's always one person who will argue with that loudmouth, and then there's always 50 to 60 to 70% of the folks just kind of clam up.
So
how do we deal with all that?
Okay, well, one of the things that you can do is just get some of these people and just pull them aside, before the meeting or after the meeting, or say, hey, what's your take on the meeting, and just let them talk. And if they say, I really don't like where things are going, don't get on a soapbox and defend or try to sell your brilliant idea. What you're trying to do is get people to say, here's what I'm concerned about. And then you can say, I bet you other people are. Let me bring that up at the next meeting. But don't go into a bunch of stuff right there because you want people to talk.
Mm-hmm.
I had a client, it was in a little scientific organization, and she moved down the hall to work for another project director. And I said to her, I said, Liz, so how, what's it like? And she said, it's wonderful. Now, I said, look, you don't even have a different parking place. The coffee is still the same bad coffee.
Right.
You're in the same place. The pay grade's the same. What's wonderful? And she said, well, it's funny. Our boss is terrific. And I said, what does he do? And she said, he stands in the hallway at a place where everybody passes all the time and drinks coffee. And she said, and he didn't do it all day, but because everybody passes there, he'll go, hey, Liz, how's it going? What's up? And I'll say something. And an hour later, I'll say, hey, I talked to so-and-so. I think he's got an answer for you. And she said, here's this guy who listens. And so it's basically being available that can make it. And a small business really has
listening.
That advantage.
Listening. Who would have thought?
I know. Yeah, you heard it here first.
Yeah, who would have thought that, right?
I know.
Should you try to draw people out who are reluctant to speak, or should you just leave them alone?
Well, in a meeting. It depends. If you're trying to draw people out to say something that feels dangerous for them to say, then I think that's probably not the place to do it. But if you're going to draw out somebody who's quieter because they have content knowledge, they really know the delivery routes, or they know the mechanical problems with the trucks, or whatever it might be. Yes, absolutely. Say, hey, Sally, you've been working that route for quite a while. What's your take on this, or what advice do you have for us? In those instances, I think absolutely.
So maybe you should find them a venue. Maybe it's one-on-one. Maybe it's just them. Maybe it's just the quiet ones. You only have meetings with one meeting with just the quiet ones.
Well, I wouldn't do it in the meeting because then they'll still be quiet. But just more informally.
Yeah. Find a way to create an environment or whatever where they feel like that they're safe in making their comments.
Yes, and it doesn't have to be a big deal. It doesn't mean you spend 4 hours a day, but you know that you're just out there some.
Could
and you
ask
out
them
there without an agenda?
Could you say, John, I know that you have a lot to offer. You don't speak a lot in the meetings. How would you like? I know you have a lot of great ideas. How would you prefer to convey those to me, if you're the
sure.
if you're the boss or the owner?
Yeah.
Could you ask that question?
Yeah, you could. It depends. You know, it depends on the other person. But if you get a sense like, yeah, I bet you John would appreciate that, then do it.
And he might say, I'd like to write you a memo. Okay, write me a memo.
Great. Or just say, hey, John.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on what we've been talking about with this project?
Mm-hmm.
You know, tell me now.
Outside of the meeting, probably, though, right?
Yeah, right.
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen, M-A-U-R-E-R. Put a .com on the end. You'll find his website. The book is Beyond the Wall of Resistance, a revised edition. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
It's a pleasure, Jim.
Quick break. Be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.